For Indiana News Now, I'm Joe Ullery. Hundreds gathered Monday at the Indiana State House to demand lower taxes, chanting and holding signs showing sharp increases in recent years. WTHR 13 reports speakers criticized Republican lawmakers, accusing them of not doing enough.
When you own your house outright and you worked hard to pay it off and then you have to worry about your taxes going up, you know, it's a couple hundred dollars a month can make a big difference.
Governor Mike Braun pushed for a $1 billion tax cut, but legislative proposals reduce that amount. Braun warned he may veto a weak plan or call a special session. Lawmakers continue debating the issue. Indiana lawmakers approved a resolution calling for a national convention to amend the U.S. Constitution with congressional term limits. Our news gathering partners at Indiana Capital Chronicle report the House passed the measure 66-30 after years of attempts. 10 other states have joined the effort, but 34 must apply to trigger a convention. Supporters say it pressures Congress to act, while opponents fear a broader rewrite. The resolution does not require the governor's signature. This is Indiana News Now. Democrats and immigrant rights groups are pushing back against 5 immigration-related bills moving through Indiana's legislature. Wish TV reports advocates gathered at the State House to highlight migrant success stories and criticize policies they call harmful. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers back measures that increase cooperation with federal immigration authorities. One proposal would require police to report suspected undocumented individuals. Others tighten driver's license rules and penalize local governments that don't comply with federal immigration enforcement. Indiana lawmakers are considering a plan to block college students from using school-issued IDs to vote. GOP Senator Blake Doriott of Goshen says it will prevent fraud. Students argue the change will make voting harder. The proposal affects out-of-state students most, forcing some to travel home to vote. Manal Hussein, a junior at Indiana University Indianapolis, says the bill creates unnecessary hurdles for students to cast a ballot.
And instead of empowering them to be civically engaged, this bill places unnecessary barriers in their way. Let's be clear that there is no evidence that student IDs are any less reliable than other forms of government-issued identification.
Senate Bill 10 removes public college IDs from the list of acceptable voter IDs. Right now, students can vote with school IDs if they register in the county where they cast ballots. This is Indiana News Now. Find us at publicnewsservice.org.